This week on Clown College.
Yeah, I was at Huntsville one time. Alex, I think Alex remembers this. It was in Huntsville, and I want to say a few years ago. Where's that place that Matthew Tate the used?
The boxcar? Oh.
The station. Okay, yeah. So we're performing there, right? And then after the mic, me and my friend Jeremiah were outside talking. And this drunk white guy, I'm standing by the door. I'm talking about fucking, like, just mauls the door, like, leaving out. And it almost fucked me up. And I was like, yo, man, like, watch what you're doing, man. Like, you know, and he didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. He just went to his car, and I was like, all right, whatever. And so he go to his car. He comes back. He comes, like, in the front of the entrance, and he, like, rolls his window. And he's like, what?
Oh, come on now.
What? Like, nobody's saying anything. He's like, huh? Fuck you say? And we're still not. We're like, dude, what's wrong with you? He's like, hold on. And he gets out his truck, and he approaches me, and he's trying to fight me, but he ends up, like, somehow fighting my friend. And, it was my friends are beating him up. And,
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to fit down the clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ.
So quit asking.
Yeah.
What Nick Saban say? Oh, yeah. I'm not going to tell you. So quit asking.
Hell yeah, quit asking, man.
You do it.
we're going to find
you out. Did the, you already started the
screen. Oh, yeah, everything now. Started.
Screen record too?
Yep.
Are you being truthful with us?
Yes, man. Yep, but it's truthful as St. Nicholas, man. He's truthful.
Is he truthful?
Is he known to be?
Hell
true?
No.
He used to lie to Mrs.
Not even
Claus.
Fucking real.
His existence is also kind of a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, true. I did find that out at like 11 years old.
Yesterday.
Jesus. You believed in Santa till you were 11?
No, 10.
That's better.
That's not better.
And that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
man, sadly.
What happened when you found out?
Oh, so I was like, just be honest with me, Mom. Is this dude real or not? She was like, it's what you want to believe, son. And I was like, well, I don't believe it. She's like, well, there you go. And then just walked off. And I was like, hell yeah. So that's the answer.
So nobody in like school was like, you when you went to school, you'd be like, well, I wonder what Santa's going to get me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. I'd just be like, man, hopefully this is real. Hopefully I get some gifts.
So nobody ever ruined it for you when you were a kid up until 10 years old? Nobody was like.
Oh, no, nah, man, I just chose to believe.
Now, everybody else in his class thought he was real, too.
Yeah, they did, too, man. Some people were like, hey, man, did he come to your house also? And shit. And I was like, oh, no.
He ain't shit.
Nah, man.
How about we do a skit? Brandon gets molested by Santa Claus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Man, damn.
What did he say? He's a pagan figure, man. What are we talking about?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. How you doing, Brandon?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good, JJ.
Dude, I'm doing phenomenal, man.
You going to the beach later on?
Ooh.
Nah, dude. I can't even hear you right now. These glasses actually filter out gay people, so I can't see or hear you, but I feel your energy.
You can't look in the mirror either, can you?
That was a good one. I can, dude. I'm not a vampire.
Hmm?
Vampires can't see their reflection. I was thinking about this. That new Nosferatu movie's coming out. About the vampire. He was in SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Remember
that
episode where he's like, who was flickering the lights?
No, I've never watched SpongeBob.
Oh, man, you got to watch it. It's good.
I thought it was. Like,
you need to watch it.
I don't
now.
Think I can go right now at 36 years old and watch SpongeBob. Can I?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Trust me, yeah. Man. You can.
You're one work accident away from doing that. There he is.
Oh, that's the original OG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1921.
They're remaking SpongeBob.
Because this is a scene in SpongeBob. Yeah. Like every SpongeBob episode has a terribly grotesque scene like this.
Brennan, you said 1931?
No,
1921. 21.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, let me see. Let me make sure just to be safe.
I think you're right, though.
I feel like I believe I
wouldn't even double check.
Damn, Brennan. It's 1922.
Damn. Brennan?
Nope, it's even worse. Wait, no, it is 1922. Yep. Okay.
Damn.
Off by a year,
close,
man.
So close, but so far at the same damn time, man. But you know this game, man, it happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Yep. And the Guess a Movie game.
Yes, it yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a competitive game, dude.
Yes, man.
Unforgiving.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Debbie Does Dallas. What year did it come out?
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's the first pornographic film.
Oh, okay. Well, man,
is that really?
I don't think it's
that's
the first
probably
one.
The 70s,
it was like
right?
the biggest one.
Huh? Dude, look up first porn film.
All right.
Let's see when that came
you
out.
You interested? All right, let's see.
What?
Yeah, you don't need this dude's approval to look it up.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to. Hey, this is laptop. Oh, first porn film.
There we go, Wikipedia.
Okay, let's
I
trust
them.
They're about to go under.
Damn.
Are
okay,
they?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They've been saying that for 3 years. But.
It says films with Rasquit or where Crete, whatever
what?
That is.
What? Wait, what?
Where are you at?
Right here, content has been produced since the invention.
Risque.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Did you call it Rasquit?
Yes.
That's actually hilarious. Risky. Risque.
Oh, dude,
this has been going on since the 1880s, man.
1880s?
Was there videos?
Yeah, they had
oh,
the
motion
little,
pictures.
They had the
puppet show.
So man. So you'd be whacking off some dude over here with the camera just like, tell him when to stop, man. Like Olive Garden, you know.
That's exactly what it's like.
That's
dude.
Exactly what it's like, man. Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
Like Olive Garden, dude. Ready? You're the best thing ever.
I wonder what the most viewed porn is ever.
Let's find out.
Well, the one that's yeah, look it up.
I'm I gonna have a get guess.
The most viewed ever.
Yes.
We'll have to go. Like, who knows the fucking names of porn?
I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Oh,
I think that's got to be.
I don't think it's messing with like Mia Khalifa or something like that.
Oh, dude,
I don't
whatever.
Think it's coming close.
Damn, man, they ain't
because you know
us.
You're getting real hardcore fun when you watch them. You know, Kim Kardashian. It's a lot of filler.
With Kim Kardashian, there's something for everybody, dude.
It's filler. They got too much filler. You have to skip through so much. You can get, you know, their kiss.
That's my
then
favorite part.
Then
oh,
they're
no.
Jake will like this. They like show her feet for like 10 minutes.
That just lets you know that Dom watched the entire thing.
Yeah,
he didn't
of course.
Skip the foreplay scene.
I have seen it a lot. That Kim Kardashian right there was.
Brandon,
was
you got
good
us
eating.
An answer, man.
The only answer is on Pornhub. You guys want me to click this?
Brandon. Well, there's a Quora link right there.
Oh, Quora? Fine. Yeah. We'll do Quora. But Quora's not accurate, man. It's not accurate.
Well,
okay,
no,
I'll read this
matter.
One. If I had to guess, I'd probably say it's the. Chronicles of Narnia. What the fuck?
What?
What the fuck?
The Lion, the Witch, and the
World? Hold on. Probably
Deep Throat. Yeah.
It showed regularly in drive-in theaters.
It's
a drive outside masturbation?
Outside, banging
oh,
it
hell
out.
Yeah, man.
How that's is that up. Legal?
Back then.
Oh my gosh, this dude feels bad. He said, I kind of wondered if something was wrong with me because it didn't turn me. Okay.
What did he say?
They said it didn't turn him on. So eventually he realized that.
I am only
attracted to good-looking women, and Linda Lovelace was mediocre at best. Marilyn Chambers was what? Much more my type.
He's
right.
Shitting on the porn star in this.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Right, we care,
he
man.
Went deep
damn.
Diving into that motherfucker. Dude.
Damn.
He's saying names and shit. Yeah. Well, so Deep that's, Throat.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not accurate
that's
probably at all.
That's a bullshit answer, dude.
See, this is why I didn't
look
trust
look up most viewed video on Pornhub.
Okay, let's see. Here it is right here.
I'm going. I gotta guess. Just guess the porn star.
Brandon it's not gets gonna scared be a porn when he sees this pop up.
Oh, hell. I'm oh, good. Wow. Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah, we can't show that.
Man, I don't know. I know. Didn't need to see that shit.
No, I didn't.
That's why I didn't want to click on it.
What about... Well, there's got to be a different link. Somewhere.
Hold on. Let's see. Charts. This, maybe this there's a chart. Let me see if there's charts.
We don't need empirical data either. Yeah.
Okay, because that was
most
list. List.
List. There we go. There we go.
List. That's more digestible.
Yeah, that's way better than what the hell just happened there.
Oh, Cora.
Ooh, what about Red Blood?
Yeah.
There we go.
What is this?
To 2010.
See, this is better, man. It's paper. All right, let's see. I mean, my
Wait,
bad.
Scroll Fucking straight eggs. To number one. I don't need to see
yeah,
all
we
that,
didn't need
dude.
To see all that either.
Good thing I have the porn blockers in my son.
Yeah, same here. Okay. I don't.
Well, I never seen this, but want to.
I never seen this either.
How many views does it have?
Hold on.
All right, bro.
Yeah,
I can't just
yeah, let's get out of here. It didn't say how many, man. It just did that chart.
But just leave
enough.
That. Just leave that tab and go to a new one.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, just leave that open for Dom.
We're gonna get
your assistant in my later night activities.
Ask ChatGPT.
Where is Chat? Oh, give me yeah, a search right it
there.
Up.
Yeah, yeah. Ask,
oh, okay.
Ask ChatGPT.
Okay.
It's like the 4.0 one right now, too.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Wait, this is your homework here.
Dom's making a bomb.
Just go to a new one.
Yeah, let's get you a new one. Hold on.
No, same thing. Just up there to the left a little bit.
Ready?
Nope, up. There.
I think this is also what Thomas right. Matthew Crook's ChatGPT looks like.
So right I just now. Click on this and ask it or search it up?
Yeah, ask it. Ask it whatever you want.
Okay, hold on.
How would you talk to a computer?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Be nice and just in case they take over.
Hey, Chad,
say
GBC?
Please and thank you.
No, you.
Oh, I gotta type it. You don't have. Brandon? Dude, you don't have a microphone thing on here. Do I?
Oh, look at me. Well, you did. Hey, you guys, listen, you guys listen. Did say talk.
Listen,
you guys did say talk.
So I clicked. Bro. I saw that this right here was the button, so I clicked on. I was like, yo,
just at the bottom.
So just message. Okay,
you guys
man. I saw this had a microphone to it. My bad.
Well, he does have a microphone right in front of him.
I thought there was some holes here I could speak into, man.
I'm trying to be nice about it.
I'm new school, man. All right, hold on. Let me
I wonder
it
what he
did you see how he leaned in? He's like, hey, ChatGPT.
No way. This. Yeah. Most viewed porn video.
There we go. This concept may be okay, I am unable to.
What?
Okay. Okay. Okay, I understand.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You offended the computer. They're going for you first, dude.
Is that all right? No, they didn't hear my voice, thankfully. Since
there's
no
I think that would have been better.
Microphone. Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to get off this topic. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
What's up? What else happened?
Shit, dude. What's going on? Oh, we took the IQ test.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
So we took the IQ test, and none of us know what everybody else got. We know what we got. But we don't know what everybody else has gotten. And there's a strong chance that I may have got the lowest. I don't know.
I hope you did, man, because you were my guess.
I think I got close on the guessing game. I think because we wrote a list of everybody that we had take it, 10 people, mm-hmm. right? And then we all guess what everybody else will make, and whoever gets the closest wins a prize on the live show 31st August at Shenanigans Big
Hell
Room.
Yeah. 8 p.m.
Yeah. 8 p.m. sharp.
Be there, be square, dude.
Yeah, so we'll reveal what everybody got, how you guys feeling about it. Don't say your scores.
I don't think, based on the score that I got and what I guessed for myself, uh-huh. I think I'm way off on everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm
not going to say nothing. I'm okay. Just saying I'm happy.
Oh, okay. Oh,
because that's not what Dom said.
No, because I will say this: whenever after we took me and you got done at the same time,
yes,
and then when we got done, you had a look of distraught on your face. You know, you looked like you ran a marathon. You were sweating profusely in the air conditioning room,
mm-hmm.
and you just look at defeat. But that's not the case.
No. Were you just mentally tired from...
Yeah, basically like Spartacus, man, after a big old fight. Yep. You know what I mean? Just celebrate.
Yeah.
Fought a lion, yep. man. That's what happened.
Well, oh, my God. What if Brandon got hired at me?
I think he did.
Brandon, you might have got hired than me.
If nothing else goes right in my life ever again, and I only get bad news from today on, that would make it all worth it. That would bring Jesus me Christ, so much might, joy in my soul.
He might be, oh, God.
That means good, Dom's worried about his score.
That's good, Brandon. I hope you did good.
He's crying.
I appreciate it.
I wore my glasses and everything. I don't know what the fuck happened.
But they're so crooked, dude. It just makes you look goofy, bro.
Dude, my eye was fucked up from that contact. I ain't put them back in yet. I'm scared to.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean.
My last pair, too.
You got gel drops?
What?
You need some gel drops.
What's that?
Those, they are soothing on your eye. Makes it easier to put contacts in.
Ooh.
It's a little bit different than contact solution.
Mmm. See that, Brandon?
Yeah, that's going to be good, man.
Do you need glasses, Brandon?
I haven't been an eye doctor in years. I don't know.
Can you
I did
see
need reading
good?
Glasses, huh? But that was a while back, man. I just stopped wearing them.
Reading glasses so you can't see up close?
I don't know what it is. They just prescribed me it. They're like, yo, get the little, what is it, the ones where you can see normally, and then when you go down, it's kind of
like bifocals?
Yeah, bifocals. They would just give me those little bifocals.
Bifocals. Two voices.
Like, this is what you need. So I'd be like, all right. Then I broke them or lost them.
How old are you, Brandon?
21.
You have bifocals?
Yeah.
He's 107.
At one point, I did.
How old were you when they prescribed
like
you?
Like 15, 14, something
did
like that.
You have the line and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like
what
for
did
old
your frames
people,
look
dude.
I imagine they look like Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
For 100%.
It was kind of like that.
They was like, so yeah. BCGs? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. BCGs. Uh-huh. Right, yeah.
Back canal goggles.
You think the eye doctor was like, Brandon, read this. And he couldn't read it. And they were like, you need glasses. That might not have been.
Brandon, don't let him talk to you like that.
I know, this is crazy.
Light his ass up.
Look like a fucking air pilot trying to talk.
Ooh,
shit, dude. Get him.
Look like Garfield. I'm not going to lie.
Hey. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm
sorry,
no,
man.
I'm not. I'm having
one problems. More, Brandon. Give him one more.
Give him one more. Not going to lie, man. You look like Chris Pratt on Vacation.
Ooh.
You don't know who Chris Pratt is? That's my guy.
Yeah, I know who Chris Pratt is. I said, ooh. I was on your side. Oh, I was hyping you up.
You know what's crazy you that you hype, say man. That, dude?
Yeah.
We have the same birthday.
You do?
Oh, Brandon, are you hyped? Deadpool and Wolverine next
ooh.
Week.
Oh, man, dude, we got to see that.
Are we going first day?
Yeah.
I think we
man,
got
probably
you.
What day is
it?
Probably comes out on a Thursday.
Oh, they do?
It comes out, I think, the 25th or 26th.
So it'll be the 24th. Because they always play it at like 11.
Was it 24th Thursday?
Yeah.
I ain't going to be here, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn, dude. You passing away soon?
Yeah.
No, damn. Well, when you get back, man.
My arteries are clogged.
Guys, we're looking for a new studio, a new host, a new soul of the podcast.
Just put it out there.
Could you imagine me and Brandon just sitting here talking, dude?
Oh, dude.
What would be said?
First of all, the episodes would be 3 hours long.
Unedited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely.
No editing. It would just be a little, we hold up a notebook at the beginning, like episode 35, featuring Brandon's uncle, you know? That'd just be Brandon.
You think we can get him on the pod?
Yeah.
For real?
I think so,
he
yeah.
said yes yeah, so fast.
Yeah, you I did say yeah, so. We're fast. Which one?
You know which one. Man.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm a little scared for him to know where we stay. Where I stay.
I think he fixed your washing machine.
No.
Not that long ago.
These motherfuckers came to fix my washing machine. Dude, last time we shot, we came to fix my washing machine. Fixed it because there was something wrong with the spinner or whatever. And then I go to wash a load of clothes. He doesn't put the fucking the hose back in the wall. So my whole fucking kitchen and part of my living room flooded. And me and JJ were in there. He was with a, what'd you have?
A dustpan?
And I had a mop and we're just, dude, it took so long.
Yeah.
It took a long time.
I felt like we were in the Life of Pi. Our boat was trying
to son of a bitch.
We were like in Deadliest Kit, but it's just a roach floats by.
Don't have roaches. All right.
I know.
Randy, you ever seen a roach here?
Hell no, nah, I never
damn
seen
right.
a roach here, man.
I've seen a lot of roaches here in the ashtray. Got them.
Just the birds.
I don't know
outside.
What he's talking about.
Just the birds. Cigarettes.
Yeah, well, Phil's not a roach, but
rats.
Yeah. Well, I smoke outside.
That's good.
Yeah, but he doesn't litter, so he brings them inside.
Of course, you got to. Yep. Yeah. You got to. It's just what you got to do.
Yeah.
I understand. You can't throw the grass.
Oh, my gosh, man. When I used to have a motorcycle, people would throw their cigarette butts out the window, and they just hit me in the fucking face, man. Yeah. Damn. It was the worst. Especially, they're not putting them out before they throw them, dude.
Nobody does.
It's like getting hit by a Molotov cocktail. Not really, but.
Yeah. So you had your helmet on, though, right?
Yeah, but like you flip the visor up if you're trying to breathe if it's hot, and it just comes and it stings, dude.
I bet sometimes they have to have. Did they ever sit in there?
Oh, get stuck! It never happened to me because it like the wind would always just push it off my face. But it's probably possible. I got a bee stuck into my chest one time.
Ooh.
It hit me in the chest and the stinger, and it was doing like little 360s in there. I just had to rip them out, dude.
Damn!
But I had gloves on, so.
What kind of bike do you have?
I had three. I had a shitty. Yeah, I had a 2000. Not at the same time, but I had a shitty. My first bike was a 2002. Oh my gosh, this is a crazy story. It was a 2002 Honda Shadow Ace, and I bought it from this old white lady out in New Hope, man. And I went out there to get it from her, and in her yard, she had little stone decorations, like a little gnome and shit.
Mm-hmm.
She had blackface, slave gnomes.
Shut the fuck up.
They weren't, porcelain-like gnomes. They were made out of stone, but they were very, black, bro. Like, black.
Did they have the red lip?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no,
yes,
man.
Yes, no, straw hat. Like, legit, I'm not going to say his full name, but Jim from Huckleberry Finn, that type of shit.
That's nice. You know? How old was she? Was she, really old?
Dude... Old enough to know better. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like she wasn't 80. She was 50s.
Damn, okay.
She made a
wild
decision.
Thing. That's a wild thing to have in your front yard.
Yeah, I saw him and I was like, oh, yeah, she's going to love me. And the dude, oh my gosh. The helmet she gave me with the bike, which I never put on because I don't want those diseases in there, it had a Confederate flag on the back with a wolf. Busting out of it.
Oh, my
and
God.
It was a... What did it say, man? It said something about PMS. It was the period symptoms, but it was pissing men off or something like that. But it was something that fit with it.
Yeah.
It was a real classy establishment, dude.
Yeah. She knows she says the hard R.
Oh, yeah, regularly. On the daily. And the
yeah, I might still have her contact information.
Is she hot?
No.
Damn.
No, dude. No. She has a motorcycle. No. And no offense. But if you're over the age of 50 and you're a woman and you have a bike, dude, first of all, you eat box, right? That's a fact.
But you know, Brad, do you know what box is?
No. For cigarettes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So cool. She eats cigarettes. So next time you see somebody, a girl smoking, you over there eating box.
Call her a box muncher.
Yeah.
Oh, you over here munching on the box again, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, okay.
It's hard to quit, man.
Now, if I ever see a woman smoking and you don't say this, I'm going to be mad.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I got you.
I don't even have
Dom's
to remind.
All about anti-smoking.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm trying
man.
To stop, so I need you to
anti?
I need you to tell them that they need to stop.
Okay.
And tell them that they're a box muncher and they need to stop.
I'm like, hey, box muncher, you see this dude? He trying to stop smoking while he's smoking a whole box of cartons in front of us.
Hey, that guy munches box, too.
Stop munching the boxes.
You got to stop, man.
Yeah.
You got to stop.
Mm-hmm. And give you cancer.
Damn.
It's true.
So yeah. Can Chef
you're
R.D., man.
Famous anti-box muncher. Your favorite guy, Adolf Hitler, dude. Anti-smoking campaign.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
All right, that's it for our. We got Cold Nalls.
Cold Nalls.
Cold Nalls. It's a great episode.
Oh, yeah.
See you guys then.
This week's featured comedian.
Yeah! Y'all make some noise!
Yeah!
Yeah, I made some noise for all the great comics you've seen tonight, man.
Yeah.
They done fucked this whole crowd up! Now I gotta go. I'm the last one. I feel like I'm in one of those pornos, like in a gangbang. I'm the last nigga that gotta go in. Yeah, yeah, man. I'm gonna feel great, but she ain't gonna feel shit. Y'all fuck with the porn out here? Y'all do? Yeah, yeah, I fuck with that porn, man. I had to stop watching porn, actually, man, because it got too bad. You know what I'm saying? I had told my therapist I was watching so much porn, I started learning the dudes' names. You know how much porn you gotta watch to do that shit? I'm like, damn, these niggas don't do nothing else. Go cut the grass or something, man. Go find a real job. I tried to watch white porn when I was doing it. I couldn't. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's not because I'm not racist. I love white people. I just can't see white dudes fuck. Because y'all make these weird noises on porn. I was trying to watch some white porn, and these dudes were like, oh. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to help y'all out. I'm trying to support. You fucking it up for me, bro.
Black dude with a dog, and he uses the dog to kill people.
He had a football with him.
But he did it on purpose.
JJ.
Yes.
We got a special guest today, don't we?
We do, man.
Yes, we do.
We got...
We've been on a streak of having good guests on the podcast.
Banger after banger.
This guy, he... You can see him all around Birmingham, all around Alabama, really.
Everywhere.
I saw he went to Vegas not that long ago.
Hell yeah. With my mom.
With his mom, dude. Damn.
Even sweetheart.
My mom won't even go to Walmart with me. But yeah, dude, he hosts the Gray Bar on Tuesday nights with last week's guest, AJ O'Leary.
Shout out O'Leary, the man.
I just recently saw him perform at the Stardome where he crushed it. Yeah, he performs there regularly.
Appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah.
Today we have on Cole Knowles.
Hey! Thanks for coming on, baby.
Guys, I appreciate y'all, man. Much love.
Hell yeah. Cole was on the first show I ever did. He was headlining the first show. Y'all Play Too Much.
I was there.
And Shenanigans.
I was there.
Shout out Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi. Kinda.
Yeah.
We deal with them. But yeah.
Cool guy.
Yeah, Cole, you see me, I was nervous as hell.
He was nervous, man.
I was like, man, they put me on the show, dog.
Just kept slapping his thighs.
Oh, man. I can only imagine the sound.
Hell yeah, man. But thanks for coming on, man.
For sure, man. Thank you guys for inviting me, man. I love this setup in here, man.
Hell yeah, every time we come to Birmingham, you be showing out, dog.
Yeah,
you
man, know, I got yeah. to, man. If y'all come back, man, y'all need to let me know ahead of time. So we go to the strip club or something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm down. Brandon can't go, he said.
Yeah. You can't go to strip clubs?
Yeah, man, you know my girl, she doesn't like that.
Oh, you got a girl?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she can come too.
Yeah, see? That's how you got to pitch it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine her, like, crocheting in the corner, knitting in the corner?
Okay, what are those things? The fish, what's that thing they got, the fish hook thing that they be wearing,
the fish net.
Like, do a little crochet of that fish net.
She gives it to the stripper before she leaves. That's pretty sick. I like that.
Yeah, cool
as hell, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it's good networking.
Yeah. How long you been doing stand up?
A little over 3 years now.
A little over three years now. Damn, you good for 3 years. Yeah, I mean, you're killing that shit.
Appreciate it, man. So
your first comedy show you were tagged in March 6, 2021 at Ghost Train Brewery.
Really?
That's the first one on Instagram.
March 16, 2021, Ghost Train Brewery. I think, okay, Ghost Train.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says on here, at least.
Yeah, so that's when you started off around March in 2021?
I remember my first book show, it was really at Black Warrior. Yeah.
That's in Tuscaloosa.
I don't know what day.
No, I'm not saying the day, is it 2021?
Oh, yeah, it was 2021. It was something in there. I'm not trying to put y'all on blast.
Oh, no. I like how Dom was like, around what day was it? And then he was like, that's called a year, Dom.
I said date.
Oh, okay. I thought he said day.
I probably did. But but you leveled up fast because you headlined at the stage of season 4.
Yeah, man, the stage, Eugene Henry hosts there, man. Dude, that was so cool, man, because I never did black comedy until I did that. I always performed in front of white people, and I thought I was so funny. Until I performed in front of a room full of black people, and they're like, and I don't know why I thought it was okay to talk about white women.
Uh-huh.
I was talking about like how my I said some crazy shit. I said my dick is racist. It was terrible. Yeah, I just bombed so bad. Yeah, end up headlining there. That was a huge deal. My first time headlining there, actually, I invited a lot of people, and a fight broke out.
Damn. Ooh,
that's good shit. So that was
what was it over? Same spot.
Same spot. Fight just broke out right before I'm about to get on stage.
Oh, why were they fighting?
I think like the host was just like fucking with this old guy, and the old guy was getting mad, and you know how that goes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so it was between a performer and an audience member.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Dude.
That's happened quite a bit in Birmingham. You'll see that. If y'all go to Birmingham, that happens often.
That gray bar, Plum Bar.
Plum Bar.
That dude smashed his face on the bar stool. You remember that?
The dude fell?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was falling. He's so drunk he fall like that.
Dude, some shit has gone down at the Plum Bar already. Like, I've been there, like, a group of old people was about to fight. It was crazy. I never seen so many cramps in my life.
And that's the Plum Bar, Birmingham, on Plum Thursday.
Plum Bar.
Eugene Henry.
He's amazing.
The one-eyed bandit. He's funny, too.
He is funny, though.
Yeah. He legit. I love whenever we all went up there. JJ went up first. He volunteered to go first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the Plum Bar.
He loves it. Eugene loves people that goes up first, man. He'll always remember you for that.
Well, I volunteered. I think you probably try to forget this. I try to forget this. I went up first, and he was flashing the light, and I was like, oh, shit. It had only been like 2 minutes. It was not going well. So I got off, and he went up there, and he was like, y'all done scared the white boy off the stage. He was taking a picture of me.
Oh,
with the flash
yes.
on. I didn't know. I thought he was telling me to get off.
He
so
does that. He does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to show people on social media, like, hey, white people do like going to my lights, too.
Yeah, he did Brandon wrong. Yep. So nobody set was really going good that day. And Brandon was up there, and it wasn't the clip he shot. Yeah. Right, for Instagram, there wasn't a single laugh. And you can tell Brandon's visibly flustered.
Yeah, I'm just looking around like that. And he's like, shout out to Brandon Willis coming down here tonight. Really showing the town. Man.
He's done that with me, too. I've gone on Facebook. I'll go on Facebook, and he'll tag me. It'll be like me just bombing. He's like, man, shout out to the young legend Cole, man, coming through the Plum Bar. He's like, dude, I'm doing terrible.
That was also the same night we went to Plum Bar, and Brandon was in the audience, and the woman on stage, I can't remember her name. I think it was Ashley the Barber.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was up there, and she was like, she was talking to Brandon. She was like, how old are you? And Brandon has a beer in his hand. He's like, 20. but and then AJ O'Leary's like 21.
21. He forgot the one.
He hooked me up.
Hey, so I'm a big movie connoisseur, right?
Me too, man.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Hell yeah. Cinephile?
Say that again?
Cinephile?
Don't know that movie. He just hold me right on camera.
This sounds like pedophile.
Oh, shit. Certified.
All right, so I want to give you a line from a movie. Now, I might mess up one word in here.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying you a bum, but you one smelly nigga.
Is this a comedy or is it a drama?
It's older.
Older.
I'll say that.
That's a genre.
It is kind of a comedy. I think they're all kind of comedies, but
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Nope. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. It might be one of your favorite movies.
Friday.
Nope.
That is
older.
Older than Friday. House Party.
Mm-mm.
Like 70s.
Black exploitation.
Older,
right?
Black exploitation. Truck Turner.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
Hold up.
The fourth try, that's
Truck
good.
Turner is amazing, dude. I love Truck Turner. Yafet Kodo, man. Y'all need to look him up, man. He's one of the greatest actors ever.
Oh, shit.
Which
Isaac
one?
Hayes?
Yafet Kodo.
I thought you liked it because of Isaac Hayes in there and y'all both in Scientology. That ain't why.
Nah, that's the second reason I like that movie, man. First reason is Yafet Kodo. He's the bad guy.
Okay.
In it, man. He's just, the whole time, the whole movie, every time some shit go down, he's like, call the white people for the insurance. Like, he says that at least 8 times in this movie. I just started saying that in real life. Didn't even know what that meant. Call the white people for the insurance.
I deal with a lot of insurance at work, actually. Dude, so does he play Gator or Mack Truck?
Mack Truck is...
Is Isaac.
Is Truck. Yeah, Turner. Yeah, Isaac Hayes. Gator. Who is Gator? I think...
Gator, he's a pimp named Gator.
Yeah, it is right here.
I think Gator, is that that may have been the guy that died.
Right here.
Yeah, that's Gator. The guy that... Yeah, that's the guy that got...
Paul
Harris. He got killed, yeah.
Damn, he was 35 right there?
Yeah, he looked old. I'm sorry.
Jesus shit. Christ.
It looked like he in his 60s, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He looked like he's 60.
That's unless he's been stressed out, you know what I mean?
That's living life right there.
Yeah, he's stressed.
I'm almost 2 years older than him.
How did he get Jake Muncie's hair on his head?
That's insane. Damn, that's
pimping ain't easy, man.
It ain't.
I think liquor will do that to your face.
Liquor, man. That hard liquor.
Mm-hmm. That's good for you, though.
Yeah, that's good for you. That guy lived life before he died.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I ain't mad at him.
Pimping women, cocaine.
Oh, yeah. And that was a good coke.
That was
you
good
know, none of this
coke.
Cut
good
shit.
Coke. Not none of this
fish
lace
scales.
Shit, man.
Man.
Raw. Raw.
It don't even burn your nose when you hit it.
Damn.
That's that good coke.
That's that good
coke. So when it's raw, it's safe, huh?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Well,
that's what's up.
In all aspects of life.
Hell yeah. All right, okay. You can rock with that. That's what's up. Good to know about coke.
Brandon, you don't go raw, do you?
No, man, you gotta be safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Always.
Says who?
Good man.
You always do, man. We can't have another like 15 Brandons popping up or something.
15?
Or, you know what, maybe 2. You know, we can't have Brandons popping
2
up.
2 or 15.
2 or 15.
Oh, my bad. I'd probably call him like Rick or Richard, man. That'd be dope, wouldn't it?
Richard.
No.
Or Rick.
You wanna name your kid Richard?
Yeah.
Why?
Cool name, right, man?
Dick?
Because you can call him Dick.
Hey, I will call him a Dick sometimes, too, right? Be funny.
That's going to be his nickname, his name. Rick.
You know what my... Well, I didn't want that nickname, man. You know, that fucked up.
Rick or Richard?
Because my name is BJW, so when I was in, like, fifth grade, they'd be like, Blowjob Willie. That's fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Damn,
I was like, damn,
dude. Yeah, the reputation. Quite the reputation.
I was like, hey. That's
low job
say,
with it.
Yeah, that's why I just say BW now, man. We don't even put that
BW,
G in the middle.
Man.
BW.
Hell yeah.
You have a nickname growing up?
Yeah, they used to call me Coco. They used to call me Coco.
Coco Melon?
That's funny as hell.
Dom's trying to be hip, dude.
Yeah.
But he's catering to like 3-year-olds.
Like, yeah. He's like, what are the young folks saying? It's Coco Melon.
First of all, I don't even want to know how you know about Coco Melon, dude.
A friend's got kids, man.
Yeah, man. Coco, and they call me Lil Ike. My dad name is Ike. They used to call me Lil Ike.
Yeah.
They called him Big Ike.
Okay. Yeah, you're the one in the corner.
That's who I was
bottom
named
left.
After. Whoa, right
this is... What? No, whoa, this kid show, man. Look at that.
Yep, that's me and my dad.
Me too, man. I'd always be in the kitchen. I had an obsession with frying pans for some reason.
I think we know the reason, dude.
Oh yeah, man. So I got a question.
Yes.
That I was interested in asking. I
yes,
found
sir.
This on the tidbit.
On the
and
tidbit.
I thought
okay.
it was entertaining.
Okay.
So
let's go for
it. Is this true that you once got a hand job from a 73-year-old woman at a comedy show?
I did. Yes, that happened.
Jesus.
Oh,
that
shit.
Happened.
That's,
that did happen.
Hold
man.
On, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man. It was the most unique hand job, most unique sexual experience I ever had, man.
Because
her hands was wrinkled,
ooh,
so
yeah.
that was actually kind of fire.
I bet that was good.
I don't even like soft hands. I don't know. Give me some wrinkled hands. I look at women's hands now. I don't look at their bodies, their faces. I'm like, let me see your hands.
Yeah.
You know? Let me see them.
Their rib for texture. But it would suck if it like locked up, you know, the
yeah.
arthritis.
Oh,
sent to
man,
him.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
You lose your mind.
Did it go to round 2?
You said what?
Did it go to the next round?
No, I don't want none of that. No. I don't need what you need sex for when you get a wrinkled hand job.
Yeah.
No, not sex. I was like, did you get the what is that thing called? The head.
The head.
Oh, no, it was just strictly a hand good. Job. Yeah, strictly, no.
Well, why did you add? What did you want to know
because
about
wouldn't
that?
Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, if that happens, how does that work? Especially for an old lady. Is it, like, gummy or, like, what?
And she take out. She's 70. Yeah. She might still have some tea.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah. Yeah.
Still be there.
I never had that before, but I heard it's crazy. Pretty fire.
You don't have to wait till they're old. You can get crackheads or meth.
Ooh, crackhead.
Okay. Crack. They might have sores in their mouth, okay. But.
Crackhead?
Yeah.
Crackhead would be fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be quick, too.
They're like, yo, wait till you get some crackhead. Man. Man, fuck normal head.
Hand and say that's not crack. Well, that's out of difference. That's out of difference easily.
What's the most unique hand job you guys have ever gotten?
Ooh, yeah, man. Mm.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of handies.
No?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I have got a hand job, but I can't even remember.
You don't like a good old-fashioned jacking?
No, yeah.
Oh, man.
To get started, yeah, no problem. But just until completion, nah, I need something wet on there. I need something to go down.
It could be.
What's the thing? It's about who you're doing it with, right? Because the older lady, she was talking to me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that it wasn't just she was just like... No, she
talking
you know,
to your ear.
Yeah,
she's treating
yeah,
you right.
She's talking. She's whispering in my ear.
Down with that.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I'd be down. Where's zero at?
Well, I asked because I got one when driving through the galaxy of lights.
What?
What's that? Yeah. It's like the Christmas lights where you drive. Yeah, dude, it was like Speed Racer, man. Shit.
Damn, that was crazy.
Oh, shit. What about you, Brandon?
I'm on the same boat with Dom here, man. Hell yeah.
Y'all are jerking each other off?
No, man. It's all right.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, it'd be the last thing I would ask for.
Okay, but do you
not
jerk
even?
Off?
But I understand if you're not asking for it and it just pops up.
Yeah.
And they're talking to you in your ear. Yeah,
exactly,
then it can get.
It just depends on the hands. Look, I don't get jacked off by like good looking hands.
Mm.
But the wrinkles aren't hard. They're soft, though.
Yeah, wrinkles.
Wrinkles?
All wrinkles.
Mm, that's the only time I got a foot job. Wrinkly feet.
Ooh.
It felt good. Yeah.
Wrinkled.
Now, I don't like that, dude. I'm a big anti-feet, man.
You're not. You're
anti-feet. Not, I'm not a foot guy.
You're
at
not
all.
A foot guy?
That's crazy.
You a foot guy?
I'm not a foot guy, but I will entertain it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a foot guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm the exact same way.
Yeah, yeah.
If I see somebody's feet, it doesn't do anything to me.
It doesn't do anything.
But... if she put her toe in my mouth, I'd probably suck on a little bit.
You a dog, man.
A then
dog,
it has to do a little
man.
Something for you, dude.
Yeah,
well, you're into it. I'd suck on anything on a woman once I...
Oh, whoa.
I said on a woman, so yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, there's a lot of women with penises nowadays, yeah, man.
Exactly.
That is true.
He's so angry. He's so mad.
They got you, dog. They got you, man.
There you go.
Damn. This is the big state I'm talking about.
the big state, dude. Deep state?
Deep state, yeah. One of them.
This guy, bro.
Prostate. Right?
Oh,
no.
That's hilarious.
You see Trump got shot?
Man, yeah. Trump got shot, man.
In the air.
And got up like a real nigga, man.
Cheers.
Got up, man.
Trump is a G. He got
everybody
up.
Was saying it was staged.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, but I don't think it was.
No, I don't think it was
not
staged.
Not if you ain't staged if you killed some like an innocent civilian.
Yeah, man.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
But also, but the reason I think it's not staged, they shot him in the ear, bro. Mm. That would take such precision to shoot somebody in the ear.
Yeah, and that dude he wasn't like that. You seen a picture of him?
Yeah, he looked exactly what you would think the shooter would look like.
You ain't lying.
Look like the moon, man.
Can you look up a picture of him, Brandon?
Yeah, let's.
I haven't really got a great look at him.
Oh, yeah.
I know he had a ponytail, which is a good start.
He had a ponytail. I think he had a big underbite.
School shooter.
Looked like inbred.
Yeah,
he's from. He was from Pennsylvania, dude.
Was he? Yeah, they get a little inbred up there. Pennsylvania whites are cool.
What they got up there, Quakers?
Oh, that's him before.
But that's not. Yeah, there it is.
Oh my gosh, shit. Bro.
That's not him.
He's Cordell.
Isn't that him right here?
No, I know somebody got mixed up with him. I think it's that dude.
Oh
imagine not being the guy.
But the other ones were whatever you were just on.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back on him.
Yeah, that on the left. Yeah.
Not this one.
Brandon, you just picked on the same one.
Let me see.
That's him. Which one is it?
The one on the left, right there.
It is. All
right.
Yeah, that was.
But
crazy.
The one on the right's not him.
Yeah, but the one on
the
left,
one on
left
the right's
is.
Not him.
Yeah. It's a dude who looks like him and was playing around. And is like they're gonna find me. And
that's fucked up.
Yeah, so a lot of people are posting that picture.
Wow.
But let the one on the left.
Damn, dude.
Oh,
it's the first one.
Why is it always three names? Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth.
It's before he changed his hair, man.
What's his name?
Matthew Crooks.
You got a cleft lip. You can't trust anybody with a cleft lip.
It looked like Edge, man.
Oh, my God.
It looked like Edge.
From WWE, man.
Speared him.
Brandon keeps on pulling up the one that's not him.
Look,
this
that's
is
him
the
in
third
front.
Time.
There's so many pictures.
There's so many other
on
ones.
All
right.
Click on the one with the blue background, man. Let's see.
What, this one?
Any of them. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's got the shirt, the American shirt on.
Yeah,
dude, Mount Rushmore.
I think he was an American, but now what happened? I don't know where he went astray.
Wow, man.
Try to take out our president Donald Trump.
Try to, man.
I just won't hear of it.
Tried.
He tried, but he sucks.
Oh my God. He sucks.
He's dead now.
So do y'all think that got it for Trump? Like,
you think people are gonna vote for him now?
Yeah.
If you vote and you just seen this dude get shot in the air and it's like USA, USA, that's America.
That's the most patriotic shit ever.
It is.
He got shot, then went full on Black Lives Matter, dude.
Dude, Black Power. If he was Black Power right there. He became a Black Panther after he got shot.
Oh my gosh, he's now he's like Evander Holyfield, dude.
Yeah,
it's part of his earpiece.
Oh yeah. I wonder if they're gonna fix it. He got to wear that like a fucking war
fix
room,
it.
like a yeah. You can fix him. My ear got bitten off. And they fixed it. My left one.
By what? What was the situation?
Motherfuckers talking shit. Now, we was out at when I lived in Korea, and my boys was out there. They always used to get rowdy, and they talking to these other motherfuckers, and I came out there. They was just japping across the street, and I was drunk. I'm like, man, if you don't shut the fuck up, y'all ain't about to do nothing. And he's like, shut your fat ass up. He ran up on me, and then he was little though, so I just picked him up, slammed him once on the car, and then I went to slam him again. He bit down on my ear.
God damn.
And then I was like, whenever you get bit in the ear, lose all power. So I didn't know. So I was trying to hold his head because you can't rip it off because you're going to rip the whole thing off. So I put my fingers in his nose and finally got it off. Then I start running, and he was running after me, but he tripped.
Oh, my
So when
God.
He tripped, I hit him again while he was on the ground. And then I had to go to the hospital, and then this part of my ear right here,
wow.
The middle part was like, it was not there no more. So it was like raised up because it was infected and shit. So it was like 3 inches bigger, and then the middle piece was gone, but they had a plastic surgeon come in and just put like this ear piece on there to mold it, and it molds your skin with a little bit of something in there.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, they could fix that.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like he should rock that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he should, yeah. Like it's a fucking award.
Bro, what if he gets like a red, white, and blue fucking thing put
come
right
on,
there?
Come on,
man. Shit would be sick. He gets a red, white, and blue hearing aid. Yuck. I like that, dude.
Hell yeah.
Who would have thought, though, that would have been like a great strategy for you to, you know, win the presidency is to get shot at.
Yeah.
Almost get shot.
Almost. But it's like 100%. Like Reagan got shot, got the presidency, right?
Right.
Got shot at.
Who was the other dude?
Roosevelt.
Teddy?
He took one in the chest.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
He got back up and finished his speech.
God damn.
Yeah.
Was it Garfield? Or Arthur, he took one. There was another guy.
Oh, it was?
Took one, yeah.
Okay. Wow. He made it too?
I don't know. I don't remember. Andrew Jackson, he got shot. He won the presidency. Mm.
That's all you got to do is get shot.
Yeah. You get shot. 50 Cent.
Wow.
50 Cent this motherfucker. You see 50 over there trolling already?
Oh, yeah, man. Nah, many 50. Men.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
I love 50 Cent social media, dude.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The best shit.
Ultimate troll.
You do any trolling on the internet?
I did. I trolled. Okay, like a few weeks ago, I trolled this Superman. This is a new Superman movie that's about to come out, and I started trolling the costume because it looks like
Seen that.
Yeah,
I seen you posted that.
Yeah, and for some reason that video got more traction than all my other videos, and I thought it was a good thing at first until I looked at the comments. And people was like, dude, shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude. You don't know anything about comic books. This is the original.
Yeah, and you know what? Drew Davis should not have said that, man. He should not have said that. That's fucked up. But yeah, that looks like shit,
you don't want,
dude.
You don't want to fuck with it.
There's a worse. No, it was that picture right there. The one where he's with the black guy. Yeah.
Go to
that's it. The one I was making fun of.
Right there?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me click on it. Dude, I clicked on it.
Oh, you did click on it.
I did click on it.
But that's it, right? Right.
Hold on, yeah.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, it's just like
who's that
just,
other guy, dude?
I don't know who.
It just looks goofy.
Yeah,
it just looks goofy.
If they're trying to do it like Captain America,
yeah, because
it was like Captain America, you couldn't do that. It's too, but he pulled it off.
Yeah,
but I see what you're saying with this one.
And I like the older, the Henry Cavill one better, but this one just looks like I don't know, it's weird.
I will say this: the run Henry Cavill one, he's too big to be Superman.
You think so?
Because you can't. How the fuck is Clark Kent is supposed to be this dutz of a guy? Yeah. You see Henry Cavill out anywhere, you're like, God damn, that's a big motherfucker,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be Superman.
That's true.
But
that's
I feel like nowadays is more believable than when it first came out. I know it hadn't been that long, but now you see just dudes that are jacked in like the weirdest work environment.
But they're not dunces. They're not like, yeah, you can. I'll hold the door open for you. You know, doing all that type of shit. I know that's not what. That was a bad example. You like that one better?
I do.
Yeah, the bulge is way better on that one.
I just think he just looks. I don't know. My Superman. I want my Superman to be like jacked.
You want him?
Yeah,
to
like.
Jacked.
I want my superheroes to be jacked.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. That's just me, though.
Is the new guy at least an American?
Who?
The new guy.
Oh, I have no fucking
that's
clue.
What's important.
I
don't know.
Yeah. Henry Cavill, I mean, he's that stolen valor with the flag in the back. He's British as fuck, dude.
Oh, my God.
He's from Pennsylvania.
Corn Sweat?
There you go. Hell yeah.
Corn Sweat, yeah. He's from America.
Yeah, he's American.
Hell yeah. We got him back. We got Superman back, boys.
We got him. That wasn't the guy. Who do you think would have been a good Superman?
Throughout all, like, let me see.
Brandon, what are your thoughts on this, dude?
Who would be a good Superman for this?
For anyone, like throughout history, right?
Yeah, anybody.
Anybody, dude.
I guess what was it? Who was the dude from the 80s? He was a good one. That's who I feel did the best.
Christopher Reeve is Superman.
He's the best. So I probably wouldn't change him. Superman who knows how to ride horses. Yeah. He looks like
That is hilarious.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh shit.
Ryan Gosling.
That'd be interesting.
He's funny. He can play the part and he's jacked up. But you can't tell what clothes on.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I'd probably go with like a prime Steven Seagal. Like it's a prime, like right when he got on the scene, dude. Cause he could fight back then.
These
Aikido. He don't Superman using Aikido.
He doesn't need much words.
Look at the old
Steven Seagal.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That should actually work.
That's the guy that shot Trump, dude.
Here's a picture of it.
Oh no, that's when he started getting fat, man.
There you go.
He started making movies with rappers. That's when DMX. I knew it was over. Yeah. He in movies with Ja Rule. Nah, but prime Steven Seagal, I think he would have been a damn good Superman. He would have, like.
I like prime Steven Seagal.
You gotta be real specific when you're speaking about Steven.
Oh my God.
He's quite possibly the worst actor of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he would have been great, though.
That's why, I mean. I love Steven Seagal movies, though.
What about John Cena, dude?
Yeah, he could.
Ooh,
John Cena
would have been good.
You wouldn't like
Hell
that?
Yeah.
Too big?
Sylvester
he
Stallone.
Is. He's huge.
I don't know if he has the accent.
Sylvester Stallone? Yeah. I don't know.
He can't talk. Yeah, let's get Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
Louis!
Yeah,
that's
terrifying, Ashley, man. You see Superman doing that.
I got a skit idea. Don't remind you after this. Damn, dude, what about if they went, you know how they made Batman emo in the last one with Robert Pattinson?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they got like Jake Gyllenhaal and did emo Superman.
Oh, damn. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
I thought they almost did that with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. That's real. That's real.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. He was supposed to be Superman one time. Yeah.
I watched that Long Legs movie that just came out that he was in. That shit was terrible, dude.
It's terrible?
It's not good.
Oh.
I just got a review from my boy. He said it was one of the best scary movies he's watched.
Long Legs. If it's who I think it was, dude, he needs to put the crack pipe down.
It's meth. Hey, since you like movies though, what you got? You got two movies, top two movies?
Top two movies.
Your favorites though.
Man, that's tough, man. It's really just depending on how I feel. Top two movies. I do like Django.
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
Yeah, you like Django?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't like the ending, but other than that, really good.
It's unrealistic ending.
I also commented on your Superman costume video. Oh, yeah? You don't know what you're talking about.
Did you for real?
The Django.
The Django.
Put in Django and fucking what was that? The Bounty Star Wars. Crazy.
We watched this movie in school, man.
For real?
What?
Yeah, man. No. They did.
That's Alabama education,
Yeah, dude. What? Black History Month. Black History Month, man. Damn.
Y'all could have at least watched Ray.
I just showed him Ray.
I was excited, man.
That was good.
Oh, you just seen Ray?
Oh, yeah. I just watched it for the first time.
Yeah, he was actually Ray.
Yeah, right?
He was Ray Charles.
That was wild. I didn't know that. I didn't know anything really about him.
Yeah.
Until that movie.
Yeah, dude. He's blind.
That was actually the only thing I did know, dude.
He was really good at playing the piano.
Could you imagine being like taking heroin while you're blind? You think you see stuff?
Yeah.
You think that's why he was doing it?
He turned to Daredevil.
That's cool.
Ray Charles, a legend, man.
Hell yeah. Rest in peace, right?
R.I.P. dude.
Yeah, he did.
I know. He died 2004. Yeah. I know that for a fact.
Dude, wow. Hey, any date you throw at him, he'll know.
Any movie especially.
Yeah.
Really?
Just give him one.
Yep, 2004, Beverly Hills.
Duh, see, look, 2004. That's crazy.
Wow.
When the movie come out, I think it was like, what was it, 2000?
He saw the movie.
You went to the theaters and watched it?
No, man, I was born in 2003. Man, I wasn't even there. Not yet.
Yeah, he won an Oscar for this, dude.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Deservedly so. Nobody else even came close.
Hell no.
What other movies came out in 04, dude?
04?
Spider-Man 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2?
Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2? Please be 2004.
Yep.
It is!
Bro. Oh,
my gosh. Telling you.
Yo, that's crazy.
Anything else, Brandon? Yeah.
2004.
I'm not going to say it. I feel like there is one, but I know I'm probably wrong.
What is it?
I was going to say Cinderella Man, but I don't believe
it. Look it up, dude. Let's see.
I feel like it's earlier.
Let's see. I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Just a year off.
Damn, a year off.
What month?
June 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Dang. Just a year off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still get close.
They made us watch this in school also, man. Yeah. I had to correct the teacher because they had, what was his name? They had Joe Louis with the EWIS. And I was like, no, hold on. That's not the Joe Louis that held the title for like, what was it, 11 to 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, really, Brandon? And when I showed it, she was like, oh, wow, give it up for Brandon. You know, I know about boxing. I love boxing. She just lied to these people? No, they got his ass whooped by, what was it, James Braddock. He's not going to do that in real life in New York. No. Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come hey, on, bullshit. Man.
In 1930s? Yeah.
In 1930s?
Get the fuck out of here. During the Great Depression? Get out of here, man.
Can you believe they said that shit?
No. About Joe Louis, man.
Joe Louis. A black man.
He was amazing, man.
Amazing dude. He's a great boxer.
Best. Hell yeah. You best. Like sports?
I do like sports.
What's your shit?
I do. I'm more of a basketball guy.
NBA college.
NBA. I like a little bit of college, but I'm more of an NBA guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
Who's your team, man?
I don't really have teams. I got players for. I like. Yeah, KD, whatever team KD is on, Kevin Durant.
Oh, well, you'd have to buy a jersey from half the teams in the league.
I've bought like 8 jerseys in the past 3 years.
Better hope your hair don't turn out like
that. Yo, you remember his Sonics they had from Slushies? Or what was it? His Slushies?
Oh,
had
yeah.
Sonics, man.
It was fire. It was fire.
What flavor was it?
It had nerds in them.
Yeah,
nerds. Raspberry.
This shit was fire.
When he was with Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah, man.
So do you think KD deserves to be, like, let's say in the top 10 of all-time greats?
Yeah, he's definitely in my top five. He's my top five. Lost your mind, yeah, he's top. Everybody says that. Everybody's like, ah, oh, fuck got, KD.
No, no. KD's like one of the most unique unicorns ever to play basketball.
Yeah, man.
And then, but he ain't got that in him.
Everybody always says that. Everybody's like,
he
ah.
He don't got the dog. I need the dog for top 10.
He's like one of the most versatile scorers.
Yeah. Yeah, and he ain't bad on defense.
He's not a liability, dude.
No, nah, not at all. Seven, I mean, because he's 7 foot.
He's 7 feet tall. He plays like a guard. He's super efficient from the floor. It's just like
can't
he's
win. It. Can't win it without
his burner account.
He is, dude.
Yeah, he is good on that.
The burners, man.
You think he's ever gonna win one again?
I hope so. I do think he's gonna win another one. I just don't think it's gonna be at the level he's at right now. Uh-huh. I think he's gonna be like probably more a less of a player, and he may could get one, okay. But not. Suns, they suck. They fucking,
that's
they
why
suck.
He needs to come to wow. Memphis, and we're gonna win one, dude.
Yeah, dude.
With Ja?
Yeah, we're gonna win one in Memphis with KD.
Who you could. Got? They could.
You got Jared Jack.
Jared
Jackson.
Yeah.
Ja and who else?
We got GG. He's a young guy. Okay. He's on the come up. Yeah, Desmond Bain.
Marcus
Smart.
Oh,
Bain. Hey, that little motherfucker good.
Yeah, he dude, he's like, he looks like a little rock'em sock'em robot. Yeah. He can shoot threes.
He don't
threes.
Look like a basketball player. No.
He's too big, bro. Desmond Bain,
he's a beast.
Dude, my goat is James Harden, dude.
James Harden.
Not for anything basketball related, but for one tweet that he made a long time ago. It's the funniest fucking thing of it. Can you look that up, Brandon? All
right. You said who?
James Harden old tweet.
The muscles.
That's all you
on
have to
press
gonna be
dude.
The first. Yeah.
He's Jack. He's a
compact
Texas Christian, bro.
Yeah, man.
He's God's warrior. Oh, that's not that it. Where, that's it. Wait, no, it's not. My bad.
James Harden.
Where is it, man?
James Harden. Nope, that's not it.
All right, dude. Well, just look up James Harden. I dislike retarded people.
That's easy.
He really tweeted it.
That's crazy.
Somebody must have pissed him off that day. Yeah.
Oh, I dislike.
Oh my god,
that's a wild thing.
And then they put this picture right there. Nah, that's good. It's a good picture, man.
Wait, what that?
What the picture was?
It was him making like a gopher face. Like he broke out of prison or some shit. Yeah, like Kimbo Slice.
Dude. Who else had the meme? They were at the Holocaust memorial. Who's like, had to do it for the one time.
Was that Danny Green?
Danny Green.
Somehow has three rings, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
Danny Green Holocaust. Let's see.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn, man. A lot of history here. More than you could imagine. Very tragic, sad things happened. Holocaust, Berlin. Hashtags.
No. He didn't say that.
It was a different caption, dude.
Oh, you know I had to. LOL. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Had to do it for the one time.
Dude. We were talking, and I had this marketing class in college, and we were talking about Pokemon Go and how it, like, blew up.
Yeah.
And Pokemon Go, the company that made it, got in trouble because they kept putting ghost-type Pokemon in the concentration camps.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Wow.
Hey, so you were talking about earlier how, hold on, didn't you have one?
What?
You were talking about earlier how, you know, crazy shit went down at the mics. What's some of the craziest people that you encountered while doing comedy? Or craziest instances? Like, I know I fucked that word up.
Craziest instances at a mic. Actually, I was at Huntsville one time. I think Alex remembers this. It was in Huntsville, and... I want to say a few years ago, where's that place that Matthew Tate used? The boxcar?
The station.
The station. Okay, yeah. So we're performing there, right? And then after the mic, me and my friend Jeremiah were outside talking. And this drunk white guy, I'm standing by the door. I'm talking about fucking like just mauls the door, like leaving out. And it like it almost fucked me up. And I was like, yo, man, like, watch what you're doing, man. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and he didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. He just went to his car, and I was like, all right, whatever. And so he go to his car. He comes back. He comes, like, in the front of the entrance, and he, like, rolls his window. And he's like, what?
Oh, come on now.
What? Like, nobody's saying anything. He's like, huh? Fuck you say? And we're still not. We're like, dude, what's wrong with you? He's like, hold on. And he gets out his truck, and he approaches me. And he's trying to fight me, but he ends up, like, somehow fighting my friend. And, yeah, it was a... My friends are beating him up. And I felt like I had to do something. You know what I mean? Because I couldn't go back to Birmingham. They're like, oh, what did you do? Because that's what black people always be like, what did you do, though? So I had to be. So I did something. So the only thing that came to my mind, I just put my foot on his neck. I was just like, yeah, bitch. I had to do something. So yeah, I jumped somebody.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was part of the craziest, though. Yeah.
Oh, just the old station, rest in peace.
Boxcar is a wild place, dude.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of wild shit goes down to Boxcar.
Do they still do? They don't do mics there no more.
They probably closed.
Yeah,
wow.
They closed down.
Wow. Damn, dude.
That was the one you go to. You could literally say whatever.
Whatever, man. Who gives a fuck?
Clint would get mad. If somebody got mad at you, Clint would fuck them up.
Dude, Clint handled business. I remember he slapped that one guy. You remember that?
Slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah.
He slapped somebody?
Yeah.
Clint said, I'm from the project. Swear to God, white guy. He's like, I'm from the project.
Stand on business.
Hell yeah, man.
He had immaculate fingernails. That's really all I remember, dude.
He did?
Yeah.
Fingernails?
He had long nails, dude.
Oh, I never
He'll
noticed.
Get you, bro.
You don't want to fight somebody like that, dude.
They rip down in your shit.
Yeah, man.
You don't want to be scratched up after a fight.
No.
That's the worst. That shit hurt, burns the next day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What's up with bar owners trying to fight people in the comedy scene, dude?
Yeah. We just lost Shaq Nasty's.
Yes, we did.
I know that was your favorite place.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God, dude! I had such a great experience there, dude.
What happened, though?
Sorry about that, Cole.
Yeah, that was so amazing.
What happened at Shaq, though?
Yeah, man. Apparently, I'm racist.
Yeah. Out of all the people that were there, me, Ace.
I mean, anybody just there. You know what I mean?
Anybody.
It's a biker bar.
Take your pick.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Mulan.
Mulan. Mm-hmm. I complimented Asian porn. Yeah. I just said that, hey, y'all have great porn. And she was like, what?
She was crying, bro.
She was like, yo, what? Why would you target me? And I was just like, yo, I just fuck with the porn. Like, I'm the type of guy, when I like porn, I tell them. You know what I mean? Like,
that's good, man.
If I saw a small person, I'd be like, hey, I love y'all porn. I have great porn. That doesn't mean I hate small people.
The thing about that, dude, is both her parents are white, and her boyfriend is white.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She doesn't have any Asian friends.
No.
Wow.
Not at all. And her boyfriend didn't give a fuck.
He didn't.
He didn't even know what was happening, because I think Chase or somebody was like, hey, sorry about something, you know, with your girl. He's like, what are you talking about? They were back there talking for like an hour and 30 minutes.
There to set up, like, the mic, he was already drinking, dude. While she was up there on the stage, he was already drinking. And then she almost ran him over.
Yeah, that was the most Asian shit ever.
Almost. And I was the host, right? Yeah. So I had to go talk to her to try and just, like, smooth things out. You know, you don't want bad relations with folks.
No.
And so I was talking to her, had this 20-minute conversation where I was just trying to listen. And then at the end, I was like, you know what? I'm sorry that happened. You know, my name's JJ. I'm glad we could have this talk. And she was like, my name's Mulan. How can I not laugh? You know what I'm saying? And then she almost runs over her white boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I love
almost
it.
Tragic.
No,
he didn't see it coming.
No.
No,
that was crazy. Yeah, that was my two Huntsville experiences, man. I really love y'all comedy scenes out there.
Glad to have you, man.
Y'all have great audiences.
go to a Jonathan's.
Yeah.
Sex shop. It's good, man.
Yeah.
Sex shop. I think I've been 10%
there. Off too.
You went to Pleasures, right?
Was that somebody's
when I was hosting it? That was the same night as Shag Nasty's.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So we was
at
Pleasures first and then we went to Shag.
Yeah, that was
now it's at a Chantasy, so it's
is that another sex shop?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Switch it up.
Yeah, Jonathan has a lane. Yeah, he's staying at it.
Great relationships with sex shops. You need that.
Yeah. You do get 10% off lube with you.
10% off lube.
Actually that was at the last place. I don't know if we get
No, you get discounts.
You get discounts.
On everything?
Yeah, I think it's 10% off anything. And they got that crazy blowjob machine with the controller and shit.
Like a PlayStation 4 controller.
And you put your phone in it, and it's got like a dual shock, basically. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it just goes to town on you.
Damn, dude.
Heat settings.
Wow.
Constriction.
It's hard. I didn't even know how to control it. Todd was doing it perfectly. Todd Funny. He was controlling that shit. I tried to do it. I couldn't get it to work.
He's like a drone pilot. Yeah.
That's it.
That's the shit Brandon had.
No, Brandon
had.
No, hold on.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right
that's
there.
That's it, bro.
Oh, my God.
Look at that shit.
Oh, yeah. There it is. That's a perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, bro.
Not going to lie.
It's out of stock.
They have them at Enchantasy's on Tuesday night. Yeah.
Wow, man.
Dude, could you imagine you could link that up to college football 25?
Yes, dude.
Oh, man, dude. Yeah, good game, literally, you know? We should stock both ways.
That. I like that.
Wow, dude.
Sell it as merch.
Jesus, bro. I've never seen nothing like that before, bro.
I know, man.
Y'all all tried it. Everybody tried it.
Yeah. They have a sample one that you can pick up and like play with it. I mean, we didn't put our wiener in it.
Okay. That's it. You put your fingers in there?
What was it like?
It was moist.
It was moist?
So somebody probably used it. I hope not. Because I held that.
Wow.
Oh, they got a foot.
Ooh,
with a pussy in it.
Oh, fuck.
Yep, they got a foot with a pussy in it.
Is it on the bottom of the foot or on the top?
It's so hard.
Sex toy, okay.
Oh, no, we can't. Oh, I'll blur it out.
Huh? Yeah, okay, search it up.
I'll blur it out.
Okay. Foot, pussy. You may put the pussy there?
Yeah, pussy.
Foot, pussy.
Let me get some of that shit. Some of that old foot pussy.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, that's weird.
They got a butt on the other side.
So this is 3-1 right here. That's what's up.
That's serial killer type shit.
That is weird, dude.
The only way to fulfill your sexual fantasy, you have to cut off a foot.
Nah,
like in real life, to simulate this.
I can't get with that.
Let's see how much this costs, man. That's crazy. $229, man.
That's why it's still in stock. That's why they're not selling them shit.
That's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Look at the imagery on the top right, dude. Look at that.
Oh,
it's like
Christ. Oh my God.
Nah, I feel bad.
Oh, that is
that's rough.
Damn, that's worse than
I don't think we can even put this on YouTube. What'd you say?
I said that's worse than a splinter, man. Got a dick, not no wood. I mean, it is wood.
Brandon said starting to see why I'm an anti-foot guy now? This is what these fucking monsters.
Hey, look, man, I'm an advocate, but this is the weird
it's
shit.
It's too far.
It's too damn far. Man. It's too damn far.
That's not
there's
okay,
levels to
man.
It, and this is overboard.
How this bad is your life going exactly. Where you got to fuck a foot with a pussy?
Post-nut syndrome is horrible.
Oh, it's got to be suicidal.
You just spent $229 on this fucking thing, and you're like, oh my God, I can't even.
Don't
even
have
gas for work tomorrow, dude.
Ask, well, how was your day? What did you do earlier, man? Fuck the foot. Disgusting shit, man.
That is hilarious.
There aren't words to describe how uncomfortable this image makes
me. You may put something happier on.
Yeah, look up anything.
Put pool.
Pool, okay.
You play pool?
I don't play pool. I'm not good at pool.
Ooh, you got somebody in your family that's good, though, huh?
Yeah, my mom and my granddad, they are really good at pool. But I'm just not interested in pool at all. I don't know.
I feel you. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
And I hate when I go there and like other people are playing.
Yeah.
And they kind of look over at your table like, motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're like, man, you want to play pool? And when I say no, they're like,
I started learning in Kansas, man.
Kansas?
Yep. Yeah, I went down to Kansas for like 2 days.
To learn how to play pool?
Oh, no. I went down to my girl wanted me to meet her family.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, we're going to teach some pool. I learned some pool. Yeah. That was pretty decent, man. You just got to give me about a... I mean, I could do it now. We can get you. It'll be a challenge for y'all. You guys don't know how to play. But if you knew how to play, give me a year or two.
About a year or two. That's all I need.
I got about a couple of years. But I'd have to be playing every day. I'm not going to do that. So give me about 4 years, if we're being honest. But
you played basketball in high school, though?
Yeah, I played basketball in high school. I was a shooting guard, and I was in a point guard a little bit. More of a shooting guard, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
man. We might need you for something coming up, dude.
What y'all got?
I'm happy to announce live on the podcast the first annual Clown College Basketball Invitational.
Yep. Well, are you being serious?
Yeah, dude. This all started because Team Pop Sensation Matthew Lumber wanted to talk shit. And Brandon's actually a beast of a basketball player.
Yeah. Defense, man.
Oh, yeah. You're a defender.
He's a defensive monster. Defender.
Once we get out the range, I can get a couple 3 points, but it's not going to be crazy. Yeah. Constant. No,
back down defender.
Defense.
But he said it was like, so they all went to play. It was JJ, mm-hmm. Brandon, and Matthew Lumbra. And then when they came back, they said Brandon was the best by far. And they're both, you know, they look like they could play. They long, tall.
Right.
And then Brandon said, you said Lumbra might be a little bit better than you. Yeah. But you
which I don't
than,
think he
but
is.
You, but you're better than JJ.
Defensively, yes.
Brandon is a better overall all around back. He beats me in every single category.
Wow.
So you would take them three versus me, Lumbra, and Blake Russell.
My team will win.
You think so?
My team will win.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
Okay.
I mean, I could have went D1. But,
So you good.
Coach just didn't want to play me.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You know how that goes, you know.
Yep.
Hating ass coaches, dude.
Yeah, Brandon was the
water boy, man.
Yeah, man.
And then they going to come up to me and be like, hey, man, you know, some people meant to be the water boy. Get the fuck out of here. Water boy. I can't believe it. Never made that team. I had to get on the Civic League, which was horrible for us.
The
man.
What?
The Civic League. Which was horrible because we were all short. The ball out of hand. My friend started crying, man. I was trying to cheer him up.
Bullying, man.
Yeah. Civic when we were small.
I have a feeling. I get the kind of program that is.
I need to. You know what this is? The Civic League he speaks of?
I don't know.
Like Civic Center. You know, like Rec Center.
Oh,
like,
okay. Rec League.
Okay.
See, I thought that was like some...
What, special ed?
Yeah, that's
something. Yeah.
I thought
it was like special ed for black people. I was like, oh, it's a special ed black basketball league? I didn't know that. Like,
I watched over the special ed because I was in JROTC, but other than that.
Oh, yeah. You had to watch.
You were the guard, bro? Yeah.
I had to try to escape, dude. So they
Call
gave me a person. I had to follow that person around and make sure that they didn't run off or nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I got lucky. My other friend, of course, he got unlucky. Yeah, when they was trying to hug him and kiss him. It was bad. He was like, man, I almost got fucking molested by it. I was like, damn, that's a special Olympics. I'm sorry.
And they're strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Got a grip on them.
I would have been worried for him.
You got a grip.
What event did you participate in?
Huh? I didn't participate. I watched them throw the ball. I saw the racing, which they are fast as hell down there.
Really?
Yeah. They're very athletic. They're great athletes.
Very good.
We, in my PE in high school, we would have like, half of the gym would be just like the normal class, and special ed would be the other half of the gym. But there'd always be a few stragglers, you know. And we played basketball. Me and my friend played basketball, and we had a guy in a wheelchair on our team, like one of those motorized wheelchairs. Uh-huh. He wasn't the greatest shooter, but he set nasty screens.
I can only imagine. That hurt.
Dude, I got beat up by mentally challenged child. I got beat up, man, and
please
it was
tell
bad.
Us the story.
Well, it was the teacher's son, and it was like one of the, you know, after school, like the little you can you have to wait for your parents and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what happened, but like he ended up like smacking the shit out of me. And I remember like they told my mom and stuff, and my mom, she felt so bad for me. Cause she didn't know that he was mentally challenged until I told him, And once I told her that, hey, he was mentally challenged, she just got upset at me. She just lost all respect for me. She's like, you grounded now. I got grounded for getting beat up. So,
Brandon, would you like to share with Cole your story?
Oh, man, I got beat up by... Well, it was more of a dumbass psychology mind of keeping doing some dumb shit from a special mentally challenged guy. I was on this like monkey bar thing, and he was like, I'll help you up, right? And I'm like first grade. I'm like, all right, I'm trusting you. So he does it, and he, boom, he throw me on the ground.
Ooh.
And then I get back up, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, oh, man, I slipped. And I was like, all right, don't do it again. So then I'm back up there, and he does it again. And then I get up, man, I'm dumb, man. I got up, and I was like...
Hey, Charlie Brown.
I was like, what the fuck? He's like, man, I'm sorry. I promise. Then after that, I couldn't get up. And I just see the whole class circling around me like, damn, what happened? And then they carried me to the nurse's office, and I went home and watched, like, this bootleg Iron Man 2. Yeah, man. That was bullshit.
I know, man.
I can't believe... I'm just thinking. I'm like, how did I not... Like, man.
He fooled you.
I know. Because I was so, like, trusted. I was like, man, I'm going... Man, maybe he really is slipping. Because there's no way. Like, I just didn't believe it. I can't believe I was in denial. I should have knew what was going on. I was like,
you see how he skipped three and said the fourth time.
The fourth time.
Yeah, man. After that, I was like, yeah, man, we can't fuck with this guy.
No. Hell no, man.
Nah, I see him at the library, I'm like, man, fuck that guy, man.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Don't know what he looks like now, but.
Probably the same.
Yeah, because that was like, oh, shit.
This guy probably a little taller. That's about it.
We look like Caillou, man. It was fucked up.
Dude, oh my God, you got me crying over here. All right, by the sign of this ghostly Muhammad Ali, that means it's the end of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It went by so fast.
It did, man.
Sit here and talk to you forever. What we're going to do right now, though, you want to tell people who are listening and everybody who's on video, watching on video right here in this camera, what you got coming up, your socials and everything?
Told you guys earlier, me and AJ O'Leary, my friend, we host the open mic every Tuesday at the Gray Bar 280 in Birmingham, Alabama. You can follow me on all socials, Cole_Knowles on Instagram, comedian Cole Knowles on TikTok, Cole Knowles on Facebook, and on Pornhub, Medium Black Dick. Yeah, man, we got that going. And Snapchat is Big Guap. I was a big Gucci Man fan when I made that. And YouTube is Cut the Cheese. So, yeah, man. Yeah. There's no cheese on there, but we be cutting shit. You know what I'm saying? And thank you guys for inviting me, man. I really had a great time.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming out. He's big time. Go see him. Birmingham. He's around. Do shit everywhere, right?
Everywhere, man.
Everywhere. You go subscribe to him and go see him for real. When you go see him.
Yeah, dude. Say you saw him before he blew up.
For real, because this is the young phenom right here.
See me for my special on Tubi.
Hell yeah. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it, though.
For the fans.